Hey, this is Rick Casales from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and we're kind of going to focus on the business side of fitness. And so today I'm interviewing Bedros Koulian. And Bedros, I will get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure being on this call, Rick. And to toot my own horn, I will start off by saying that I wasn't always the greatest in business. In fact, when I started my first personal training business, I also was a part-time bouncer because I couldn't get enough clients together to make personal training a full-time gig for myself. And it wasn't until, late 90s, I think 98, that one of my clients, who was pretty affluent and did really well, handed me a Tom Hopkins sales tape. And basically, that opened my eyes to selling. And I quickly realized that, oh my gosh, you know, the clients that I have are pretty much because I've been an order taker. I've been available, and they've been looking for personal training, and they sign up on one of the three packages that I would put in front of them. Once I understood the art of selling, in other words, being the assistant buyer, helping them come to a great decision, in fact, the decision that's right for them, I began to close bigger deals, which then led me to, well, how can I get more people in front of me so that I can close more programs and get more clients, which kind of forced me into the marketing realm of things. And within the next, I'd say 4 years, I was operating 5 personal training facilities, complete with 63 staff members. So 55 of them were actual personal trainers, and the rest were sales managers who did the selling and the lead generation, very much like I did it when I was running my own location. And so since then, I've kind of created, you know, I guess a name for myself, and I'm now known as the guy who helps personal trainers grow to 6, multiple 6, and even 7 figures. We've done that multiple times over and over again, and it's really a blessing to be able to do this and give back to the community that I love so much.
Cool. And then, so it's a bit of a background of who you are, and kind of looking at, like, why is it so important for, like, personal trainers and boot camp instructors to have a good understanding of marketing and investing the time in that skill of marketing?
You know, if you don't have that understanding, you'll always be that person who's trading time for dollars and who's pretty much at the mercy of the consumer. In other words, if you're lucky enough to have a consumer contact you who's already interested and has already decided to purchase from you, well, then great, you're in luck. All you have to do is fill the order, right? Sell them your 10, 15, 20-session package. However, once you understand marketing, once you understand the art of selling personal training, then you realize that you have the control. You can separate the suspects from the prospects in your community. You can position yourself as a number one solution to fitness and fat loss in your community. You can have programs that are 6, 12, 24 months long, programs that are designed to give results, and not just sell a 10, 15, 20-session package, which, frankly, between you and I, the average Mr. and Mrs. Jones is not going to see any results between, you know, doing 10 sessions spread out over, let's say, a 3-month period. They're just not. So once you're able to convey the message to the community, who you are, the results that you deliver, and then act as the assistant buyer by helping them come to the right decision and picking a 6, 12, 24-month program with you, you really have done them a favor, a tremendous favor, because if you haven't, if you don't, the other marketers are going to get them. And when I say the other marketers, the truth is you have to look at yourself as a marketer. Your product is fitness, whether it's boot camp or personal training. It's a marketer. Now, the other marketers are the evil marketers. Those are the ones selling the shake weight, the diet pills, the late-night infomercial hawkers, right? And if you don't do your job, they're going to do their job. They're going to use the same marketing skills. The difference is they're going to sell a product that's inferior, a service that does not deliver the results that you could, and ultimately you did your client or your potential client a disservice.
Okay. And then when it comes to the skill of, you know, selling and marketing, it's something that you can learn. It's not something that it's not a gift that people have.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I, in fact... still am the worst salesperson on the planet. However, I found how to be the assistant buyer, and I can sell what I'm most passionate about. And it's really simple, right? If you've gone to a great restaurant, Rick, and you're a big fan of this particular restaurant, you don't need tremendous sales skills to tell your friends or neighbors or colleagues or coworkers what an awesome place it is, and they should definitely try it out the next time they go on a Friday night date. That passion is transferred. And so essentially, it's just some basic skill levels that are taken to help you transfer that knowledge, that passion. Say, hey, look, you know, you obviously love personal or you want fitness and fat loss. You want to get in better shape. You want to look better naked. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to be able to play with your kids and not run out of energy. And God forbid, you don't want to get an injury because last time you tried playing with your kids, you injured yourself. Well, there's two solutions. You can take the solution of going to the gym and only having access to equipment, or you can take the solution of trying out my program, and I'll even let you test drive it for 2 weeks for only $19. And if you like what the program offers, ask me, and I'll show you the programs that we have to help you get in your best shape. And it's really, you know, a step-by-step process of explaining why this other thing isn't right for them, what the logic is in getting them into your facility, what the logic is in them trying it out, showing complete risk reversal. Hey, if it's not right for you, just completely walk away, and I'll give you $19 back. However, if it is right for you, ask me, which gives them the opportunity to say, no, I don't want to ask you, or yes, I will ask you. If it is right for you, ask me, and I'll show you the programs that I have for you that will carry you all the way to your desired body fat or body look or body weight. And the skill of selling and marketing is completely learnable. I've learned it. I've taught it to many trainers who otherwise couldn't sell ice to an Eskimo, right? and today they can. And so it is a learnable skill. It's just knowing what that the 6 or 7 step process is.
Okay. And so, like, what are some common, you know, I think personal trainers and boot camp instructors, they kind of reach a point where they realize that they need to start, you know, marketing and, you know, get out there and get more clients and campers. So what are kind of some of the mistakes oftentimes those, you know, new trainers or new boot camp instructors make when it relates to marketing?
You know, there's several mistakes that new personal trainers will make, or even seasoned personal trainers who just don't realize that what they're doing is talking about themselves. And the number one thing is the fact that they talk about themselves. They talk about their degree, their credentials, the results that they've gotten over their lifetime. Now, the fact of the matter is society as a whole, we are very selfish people. It's all about me. What's in it for me? And so your marketing piece needs to talk about what the end user is going to get, not what degree and credentials you have. Let's face it, Jillian Michaels only has one lousy certification. However, because of who she is and the results she's given to people, and it's always about the results that she gives to others, nobody asks what her credentials are. Nobody cares what her credentials are. They know that if I work with Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser, I will get amazing results. Now, I don't know how anybody listening to this feels about Jillian Michaels, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter how you feel about Jillian Michaels. The fact of the matter is she has figured out self-promotion. She's figured out marketing. The other thing is when you're marketing or selling or advertising your business, you got to realize that there's certain elements that capture a person's attention. And the easiest way to describe this to you, Rick, is if we look at a newspaper. Now, newspapers have completely hit the nail on the head when it comes to getting the person's attention. When you're flipping through a newspaper, what do you see first? You see big, bold headline. And the headline typically is designed to get your attention and suck you into that article. And so in marketing, our job is to create a headline. Imagine if someone gets a postcard in the mail from you and they're shuffling through all the different mail pieces that they got. What's going to stop them from shuffling and stopping at your postcard? It's going to be a compelling headline. It's probably going to be a compelling before and after picture as well. That's going to suck them into the offer or the article that you have, whether it's a postcard, a four-page letter, could be a print publication. It's always headline first, something compelling and high benefit. For example, who else wants to lose 21 pounds in the next 49 days? Well, gosh, if I was interested in losing weight anywhere near 21 pounds, now I might stop and say, wait a minute, I want to lose 21 pounds in the next 49 days. Tell me more. The article, obviously, or the ad might go on to tell me who the person is who's offering this. Show a before and after picture to show social proof, right, which is another mistake that many, many personal trainers make. I talk to seasoned personal trainers who have been doing this for 8, 9, 10 years, and I say, how many testimonials do you have? How many before and after pictures do you have? And I'm shocked when I hear, well, I don't have any, or I have one. I mean, your job should be within the first 90 days of getting into personal training to have 5, 10, 15 before and after pictures. Even if you have to train the first 10 people absolutely free for 90 days, give them significant results, and then have a before and after picture. Social proof is what works. Look at what we see on infomercials. Literally, they cut the video to the person who says, you know, gosh, I was, you know, 230 pounds overweight, and once I got the lap band, I have a better life. They show them pictures of them playing with their kids now, but before they were sitting on the lounge chair eating a sandwich, right? That draws, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. It truly is. So before and after pictures are critical, and many trainers completely miss out on that. A compelling headline is critical. They miss out on that. Another mistake I see happen more often than not is what's called an implied offer. So you might put a flyer up on a phone pole or put some postcards in a tanning salon, and it'll say, you know, Joe Smith, personal trainer, all of his credentials, all these numbers and letters after his name, a picture of Joe Smith, and then all the services that you offer, weight gain, weight loss, muscle building, muscle toning, bodybuilding, fat loss, nutrition consultation. Well, gosh, what do you specialize in? Because that postcard tells me that you're a generalist, and people are looking for specialists. And so you've got to specialize in one thing. Odds are you don't want to write muscle building or weight gain on the same postcard we've written weight loss. It's two different people. It speaks to two different markets. Look, I can gain weight. I've got the genetics, Rick, of the kind of person that I can look at food and gain weight. I don't need to see a postcard that says I'll help you gain weight. I can do that on my own. I need a postcard that says I can help you get lean, build muscle tone, and help you keep it off. And so, finally, the implied offer that I was talking about is many a times when you do get someone's attention, there's really no direct call to action that says, okay, now call me by this date because I only have so many spots left in this program so you can get on board. It's typically an implied offer. An implied offer is just a phone number and no urgency for the person to ever pick up the phone or get on the email and contact you. And so, you know, they fall into the trap of tomorrow. And tomorrow becomes next week becomes next month, and before you know it, they haven't called you, you don't have their business, and they've gained another 10 pounds.
Okay. And you bring up an interesting point about the, you know, specialty side of things. I know I was on your blog, and I was reading, a report that you ended up putting out, and that's something that you kind of talked about as a trend that's going to start happening in the fitness industry, that we're going to need to specialize more. Maybe you can kind of expand on that, like the importance of the specialization.
Yeah. Now, we all know that in law and medicine, you know, there's general practitioners, and then there's specialists. And your general, your family doctor, the guy that you go to when you have a rash, when you have a sore throat, when you have a cut, you know, that you general practice. And the unfortunate fact of the matter is, of all the medical doctors, they make the least amount of money, even though they see the most amount of people. The specialist, the heart surgeon, the brain surgeon, the spinal surgeon, the specialist makes more money and works less hours and has a better lifestyle. Same for law. General law practice, they work their butt off, and believe you me, several attorneys work for me, and some are general, some are specialists. The generalists charge us the least amount of money. They typically will handle most type of laws. Those that specialize in trademark, in copyright, in litigation, in divorce, make the most money. And so it was just a natural progression that this was going to transfer into our world. And so it's transferred into everything. You look at websites, you know, you can go to hotwire.com and catch a flight. I mean, they specialize in their whole thing. If you go to hotwire.com is, if you don't care what time you fly and how many connections you have, we will get you the best deal. They specialize in, I don't care what time I fly, I just want the best deal to get from point A to point B, no matter how many connections. On the other hand, you can go to Bluefish or you can go to Expedia. Expedia is probably more one that people know. Bluefish is more of a concierge service. They specialize in getting you a private jet, a charter, from point A to point B. Expedia will say, hey, we specialize in giving you what you want. Just tell us how many connections you want, what time you want a flight, and we specialize in putting all those flights in front of you. And so all of a sudden, while you think travelers are travelers, they're easily segmented in those three markets. The person who wants to go to Bluefish and have a concierge select the most ideal, the most comfortable, the most easy way to fly. Then the person who's on a budget and completely has no concern other than money on how to get from point A to point B, they'll go to Hotwire. Then you've got the traveler who says, hey, I'll do it myself. I don't want to have 50 connections and fly Red Eye, but I, on the flip side, I can't fly with Bluefish either, so I'm going to go to Expedia and find my own flight. And so in personal training, we can no longer be generalists because we only give general results. And really, those generalists are now inside of the big box gyms, right? They're in the Good Life Fitnesses. They're in the LA Fitness, 24-hour fitness gyms. Those are personal trainers who do everything for you. So why would you want to compete against them? What you want to do is position yourself as the person who specializes in either fat loss or childhood obesity, right, or injury prevention. But you've got to specialize if you want to make the most money. And when you specialize, people come to you, and, of course, they spread the word about you, which is another awesome thing about it. Does that make sense?
It definitely makes sense, and it's definitely a trend that I'm seeing as well. And then when, you know, people think of the misconception that if they specialize, then, you know, that they'll end up losing a whole bunch of clients. But a lot of times people will come and see you for your specialization, but then you can help them with different issues or goals that they end up having.
That's absolutely true. And, in fact, one thing I always talk about is you can specialize in multiple niche markets. And so, you know, one of your ads might always talk about how you're the person that helps, you know, local stay-at-home moms get in shape because they don't have much time and they're on a budget. Your very next ad, and for a different product or service that you offer, could be, hey, we help busy executives get in the most awesome shape possible because we know you're pressed for time and we know you travel, so we also include, at no extra charge, travel workouts when you're on the go. Now, both of these people might work out in the same facility when they're both in town. However, you might have two different websites. You will have two different ads, and you will have two different price points and sales structures. And so you can specialize in multiple things. Nothing wrong with that. And like you said, when someone is in your facility and you gain their trust, they now know, like, and trust you, you can then fill any other gaps that are missing in their life. However, you're going to first attract them because you specialize in what they do. In other words, you spoke to them directly. Gosh, you're the stay-at-home mom that's always pressed for time because you're shuttling around your kids and making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, you know, you're the go-to for everything, so we know you don't have much time and you're on a budget. And when she reads that ad, she goes, oh, my gosh, this ad was written for me. This person understands me, and I will go work out there. Same with that busy executive. This person understands me, and therefore I will work out there. And the number one reason people will take action in what you say or do is because they feel understood.
Okay. And then one more question before we kind of, you know, reach, you know, the wrap-up point. You gave a variety of examples of, you know, the way that trainers and boot camp instructors can kind of market. What is a trend, a marketing trend that you're seeing coming up that people should think about doing or jump on before everyone else starts doing it?
That's a really good question. There's two things that in 2012 and beyond are going to get personal trainers more clients than I believe than any other thing. And those two things right now are going to be direct mail and building an email list. And they actually work hand in hand. Let me explain what I mean. So when we talk about building an email list, we talk about getting, obviously, people in your community who are, everybody in your community is a suspect right now, and putting special offers in front of them for free, low-barrier things for them to get on your email list. For example, I might send out 5,000 postcards to homes in my community offering a free audio program, an interview just like this, where you're interviewing me on fitness and fat loss solutions. At the end of the interview, I might say, hey, and for taking the time to order this free report or this audio program, I'd like to offer you 2 weeks of free personal training at my facility down the street. And I might put them in a group training program or a boot camp or maybe even offer them one-on-one training. Because at this point, if they have requested, that free audio program from me in exchange for their email address, what they've done is they've basically identified themselves as a qualified lead. And so those people who build an email list are going to be most successful because, as you know, Rick, when you have an email list, you can always mail and make money, and that's the formula. Now, to mail and make money, you also have to obviously add value to the lives of the people on that email list. So number one, grow your email list. You can go to local businesses like tanning salons, day spas, hair salons, and say, hey, I'd love to write a free article to your email list about fitness and fat loss. And within that article, include a link to a website, to your website, where you offer a free report where they can download this report in exchange for an email address. And so when they give you their email address, they end up on your email list. And so you could do this with local businesses. You could run Facebook ads and build your email list. You can run Google ads, pay-per-click ads, and push when someone searches, you know, weight loss in Vancouver, your website will pop up or your ad will pop up. They'll click on the ad, says, hey, get this free report that teaches you the number one weight loss secret in Vancouver. Just give me your email address. They give you the email. They have identified themselves as a qualified lead. You give them the free report. Now, the free report has a built-in certificate in there that gets them three personal training sessions for $19 plus a nutrition program, a very irresistible offer, right? And so what ends up happening is the email list gets built. You build relationship with these people on your email list and periodically put offers in front of them. Now, where this is cool is the next trend is the deal of the day sites. But the old deal of the day sites were just mass emails where people would either purchase your program or not. Now, organizations like Google and Amazon now have gone into the deal of the day sites, and when they build their email list, they're not sending out emails to millions of people anymore and hoping that, you know, whatever, 200, 300, 1,000 people jump on board to your personal training program and they get a piece of the pie, and you get a piece of the pie. In fact, Groupon is changing this model as well. What they're doing is they're hyper-segmenting their email list now. Google is the first one to do it with Google Deals, and in fact, it's only in beta mode right now. It happens to be in San Diego, so I've got access to it. And I actually signed up for Google Deals. I had to answer like 15 questions about the things that I'm interested in, the hobbies that I like, what kind of offers I'd like to see put in front of me. So many things that I know that when Google runs an ad, an offer, and I get it, it's probably going to be something that I'm interested in, so I'm like 10 times more likely to buy. So where the old way of doing Groupon was horrible, people were just tire kickers, they were not serious about achieving weight loss, they were more like interested in jumping on deals. Today, in fact, moving forward, in the first part, maybe even by the mid part of 2012, you're going to see that most of the deal of the day sites have transferred over to very specific hyper-segmentation of their list, which means that, you know, you're going to make a lot more money. Now, having said that, it's going to be a lot tougher to get your personal training or boot camps in front of them, right, because they're going to be very picky and choosy who they mail out for. But, boy, if they mail out for you, I promise you, you're not only going to be qualified people, but it's going to be the fastest way for you to build your email list and, of course, through over time, get people to know, like, and trust you. And, of course, nothing is more powerful than your email list.
Okay. And then any other last-minute, you know, things that you want to share with trainers and bootcamp instructors?
Yeah, the other last-minute thing I would want to share is don't drop your prices in an attempt to compete with the trainer down the street. You know, don't drop your prices to compete with the gym. If you can specialize, if you can position yourself as the expert in one specific field, if you can then back it up with dozens and dozens and dozens of testimonials, before and after pictures, if you can be talked about in the community, then you can set your own prices and you can separate yourself from the herd. In other words, instead of being compared apples to apples, you're not even apples to oranges. I want you to compare yourself as apples to eggs. There is no comparison. So you've got to become that egg and no longer compete or attempt to compete or keep your prices with what the competitors do, because that's just this vicious cycle of they're going to drop their price, you're going to drop their price, they're going to drop their price. Before you know it, you're charging $49 a month for personal training, and you can't figure out why you're broke. Makes sense, right?
It does. It does. Okay, Bedros, where can people get more information about you?
Well, the best place to get more information about me is on my blog, which is ptpower.com. And it's a resource site with a ton of free information and videos where I teach essentially all types of marketing for fitness professionals.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time, Bedros.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com listeners. I hope you enjoyed the interview. The feedback that I'm getting is people are really liking these interviews from a wide variety of like rehab topics and business topics. So please do, you know, share this with, you know, other colleagues that you know, other trainers or instructors in your business or in your company. And make sure to contact me and let me know if you have an interview idea or someone that I should interview. So this is Rick Kaselge from Exercises for Injury saying take care and bye-bye.